of the world come into this place and shine the light of your joy on us and on this scripture. May the light of your joy dwell deep within us. Amen. Our scripture this morning is found in Psalms 126, a song of ascents, and John 1:5. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dreamed. Our mouths were filled with laughter, our tongues with songs of joy. Then it was said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy. Restore our fortunes, Lord, like the streams in the Negev. Those who sow in tears will reap with songs of joy. Those who go out weeping, carrying seed to sow, will return with songs of joy, carrying sheaves with them. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be unto God. In Dr. Seuss's The Grinch That Stole Christmas, the small-hearted Grinch steals the food and toys from all the Whos in Whoville. He wanted to steal their Christmas joy. Yet on Christmas morn, the tall and the small sang without any presents at all. And the Grinch with Grinch feet, ice cold in the snow, stood puzzling and puzzling, how could it be so? It came without ribbons, it came without tags, it came without packages, boxes, or bags. And he puzzled 3 hours till his puzzler was sore. Then the Grinch thought of something he hadn't before. Maybe Christmas, he thought, doesn't come from the store. Maybe Christmas, perhaps, is a whole lot more. Today we look at joy. Joy. We started this Advent journey with hope and love and peace. Now joy. And what we have learned up to this point and what we will learn today is all of these attributes, these gifts from God, are because of a relationship with Jesus. That's what it's all about. We can have hope because of our salvation. We can know love because Christ first loved us and gave his life for us. We know peace because God is always with us. And we know joy. Joy is a delight in life. It runs deeper than circumstance. It runs deeper than pain or pleasure. And in the biblical perspective, it's not limited or tied to external circumstances. Joy is a gift like all other inner gifts. And they can be experienced in the midst of extremely difficult situations. Just thus, the Lord, the joy of the Lord is the light that shines in the darkness. And darkness cannot overcome it. In these first two verses of Psalm 126, we hear these words. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dream, when our mouths were filled with laughter and our tongues with shouts of joy. Dreamers. When I think of dreamers in our country, I think of Martin Luther King Jr. I think of a speech where he stood in Washington and said, "I have a dream." So many years ago. He cast a vision for a dream, and that dream was caught by millions upon millions of people. And even his assassination, his death, was not enough to extinguish the dream. A dream that still lives today. Dreams can bring joy. What are you dreaming for this Christmas? I guess if I said, "I'm dreaming of a..." Some of you might be mistaken and say, "White Christmas." That is not what I'm dreaming of. I don't want snow anywhere near me. It can stay at the North Pole. But aren't our dreams, shouldn't our dreams be deeper than the snow we would have around here? Shouldn't our dreams of Christmas be something other than what we expect? I'm guessing, because I've never met anybody with the perfect family, one that Norman Rockwell painted, but they don't exist. Because every family I know has some dysfunction in it. Amen. Amen. Everybody's got a crazy uncle. Some of you might be here. Some of you have an aunt who won't stop talking. Some of you might be that person too. Some of you might have grandchildren that won't behave, or children that won't behave. You've got that sister or brother who did you wrong. And you're going to get together with them next week. What are you dreaming for Christmas? Are we dreaming as a people of God for a peaceful Christmas, a just Christmas, a forgiving Christmas, a merciful Christmas? Can't we dream of those things? That's what we should be dreaming. In The Miracle on 34th Street, that movie that was made before I was born, so you know it's old, it was black and white when it was made. There were charges brought against Santa Claus. Y'all remember that? He had a defense lawyer, and he's getting ready to prepare his defense, and the girlfriend of the lawyer said, "Why would you want to do that? Risk your job, your reputation, your standing in society on a silly thing to prove that Santa Claus exists?" And the attorney says, "Because it's more than just about Santa Claus. Because at this moment, what will be on the stand is these things, love and hope and peace and fairness and goodwill. Those are the things that are on the stand. So what are we dreaming for?" Annie Johnson Flynn, a poet of the late 19th and early 20th centuries, wrote this poem. "I've dreamed many dreams that never came true. I've seen them vanish at dawn. But I've realized enough of my dreams, thank God, to make me want to dream on. I prayed many prayers when no answer came, when my hopes and faith were almost gone. But answers have come enough to my prayers to make me keep praying on. I've drained the cup of disappointment and pain. I've gone many days without a song. But I've sipped enough nectar from the roses of life to make me want to dream on." Dreams can put joy in our life. God wants us to dream great dreams. And He wants us to live out those dreams every single day. But joy also comes to people who are grateful. They do. This young man went over to the Alps and went into his nice hotel, and he went to the concierge table, and he was looking for something to do, something he didn't plan. And so he was looking at all those little brochures that they have, and all of a sudden he finds one that says, "A day long climbing to the top of a peak." And he looked at the beautiful pictures that you will see once you got up on top of the peak. So he's paid his money, and he went the next day early in the morning. And when he got to the place, there was two guides there, one who would go in front of him and one who would be behind him. And he started walking, and no sooner did he start walking that all of a sudden it started getting steeper. And he had to start laboring a little bit. And then it got steeper yet, and then all of a sudden it became hazardous. But he kept climbing, it kept climbing, it kept climbing. He felt safe because he had a guide in front and a guide in the rear. And about the time, just after lunch, when he got just about to the top, one step away, the guide steps out of the way so that he might see the glory soon as he got there. And soon as he made that first step on top of the summit, he was so excited about what he had done and what he had accomplished, that all that he had done, that he wanted to leap for joy. Not realizing how much wind was up there. And about the time the guy grabbed him and brought him back to his knees, and he said, "It's best that we understand this from our knees." You see, We need to be grateful people. Gratitude will build joy in our hearts. This is my third church. I have never known people more blessed than you and me. I am blessed to be here. You're blessed to be here. Have you ever thought that there's no one who's ever lived in the world, who is better off than you? Nobody in the last decade is better off than you are today. Nobody in the last century is better off than you are today. No one in the last 1,000 years is better off than you are today. No one who has ever lived is better off than you and me. And the question becomes, how grateful are we? You look at the news. You look at the eyewitness reports. You would never know it. You want to be grateful? Being grateful for all the blessings of life will bring joy into your heart. That's what God wants us to do. To us truly to know the joy of our salvation and to know what God has done for us in Jesus, we need to be a little more grateful. And that starts with me. And I hope some of it bleeds over to you. Bleeds over to your children. Bleeds over to your grandchildren. We need to remember that. Also, joy comes to those who grieve. The 5th and 6th verses of this psalm says, may those who sow in tears reap with shouts of joy. Those who sow forth weeping, bearing the seed of sowing, shall come home with shouts of joy, carrying their sheaves. You see, there are people in our congregation, there are people that we know, with tears in their eyes, if they were able to tell you, would say, I wish we could skip Christmas this year. There are many who would say that because there has been some kind of death in their family over the last year. Maybe it was a brother, maybe it was a parent, maybe it was a child, maybe it was a sibling. Something in our life has died. It could be a relationship. It could be divorce. It could be a number of things. Nothing is going to ever be the same again. Traditions that we've held dear for years and years and years are now gone. It's a sad day for many people. It truly is. Where is the joy? I roomed with Tom Compton in seminary over at Erskine. We roomed together in the broom closet. And that's where we stayed. We named it the broom closet. While we were in seminary, Tom's wife, Karen, she lost a daughter right before Christmas and lost a son right after Christmas. After those memorial services, Tom began every post he would make on Facebook or every email he would send, he would finish with these words, the words that John Wesley said on his deathbed, the words they tradition say were his last words. Best of all, God is with us. What joy you can sense in the grief, in the pain, in the sorrow, when a hole has been ripped into your heart to know, best of all, God is with us. And you can sense the joy of that relationship with Jesus. Wow. That's what a relationship with Jesus can give us. That in the midst of pain, the midst of loss, in the midst of dysfunction, we can have joy. But joy comes when God's glory fills the sky. I love that video. The fear that's in that guy's face. And to hear that change to laughter and joy when they realize what they have just experienced. Luke 2:10 says, "The angel said, 'Behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which shall be to all people.'" Not just to the Jews, not to the Greeks, not to the rich, not just to the poor, not to the people on the right side of the tracks, the wrong side of the tracks, not just to the ones north of 285 or below 285. All people. All people. "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." Joy is more than a three-letter word. It's more than a word that's on the flap of a Christmas card. Joy is the arrival of a Savior. Joy is the intervention of God into human affairs. Joy occurs when the kingdom of God breaks forth into your life. The beauty, the most fun thing I do is to hear you tell me about how God has done something in your life. And it is an absolute blessing to hear people talk about redemption, forgiveness, how stones have been dropped and not picked up, to hear how you trust God for the very first time and God has been more than faithful in blessing. Those things bring joy when we see face to face God at work in our own life, in the lives of those around us. And we need to make sure that we're willing to tell others about those things, because it brings joy to others when we hear it and we can praise God together. Yes, as C.S. Lewis said, "I hope to find joy in a place. Instead, I found a real joy to be in a person. The person of Jesus Christ. Like a child who has received the best Christmas gift ever, I still can't believe it. And sometimes I pray, 'Lord, you really shouldn't have done it. But even in my feeble understanding, I delight in it.' What makes Christmas most wonderful is that nobody could have guessed it. God came down and saved the likes of you and me. Joy to the world. The Lord has come. Let earth, let us, let you, let me receive our King. Yes, the joy of the light came into the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. Joy to the world." Let us pray. Lord God, we thank you for joy, the wonderful gift of your Son. May we always celebrate it. May we always have it. May we always be grateful for it. May we always dream of it, in good times and in bad times, and at all times. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen.